There's a very nice verse in the Bhagavatam with which I would like to start this disciple meeting. I'm actually very, very, very grateful. Yes, sakvalang to Igor for putting this movie into the context of asking the question, why? Sasto, why all this? Ego had one answer, and I have another answer. I would like to give you today an explanation which I feel you deserve since many, many years. I would like to talk today about what drives me in life, what are the principles which are behind Sachinanda Swami. I'm only a little human being breathing for a few years in this life. There will be a time when I will leave you. But you deserve to see what is behind the person whom you are seeing at the moment. You will not see me always, and you have not seen me always. But there is something behind which drives us. And these are deep spiritual principles which have been given to me during my own sacred initiation and my being guided by my exalted spiritual master Srila Prabhupada. So today I would like to talk about these principles, these foundational principles. I have already given a lecture about this in a small circle in Berlin and maybe in Split, I believe. But I was just experimenting and just thinking out loud. Today I will present something where I've thought much, much more about the subject matter and much, much more in my life. So, my dear devotees, every one of us, including myself, is a conditioned soul which is guided by past karmas, by sankskaras. We are not really free to decide anything. It's all so prophesizable, vorausehbar, what we will do. There is actually, I think Jai Gopal is a student of psychology, and I think as you study more and more, you find out we are, as conditioned souls, very, very much guided by impressions which have been put into us, maybe during our education, which we got from our parents, maybe by experiences which we have made in our lives, maybe by traumatic incidences, and so on and so forth. We are all computers with a certain program. And just like a computer starts to manifest a certain program when you push a button, also in our conditioned personality, things come and go. Words come to us, thoughts come to us, desires come to us and leave us according to our sankskaras, our prägungen, deep, deep prägungen, either in this life or previous life. So to start, Krishna consciousness is really an endeavor which is for most of you doomed for failure. Don't even try. You are too conditioned. Only if you understand some spiritual principles and abide by them, breaking out of the free, out of the prison of your mind and your previous sanskaras, then you have a chance. Otherwise, you will just have an Indian circus. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, I need to prepare my subject a little bit, so I will get a little bit on your nerves in the first 5 minutes to capture your attention. We have seen so many people coming to Krishna consciousness and leaving. In these nice movies which we have seen, people like Mr. Gora, or Mr. Krishna, or Mr. Nityananda, or Mr. this or that, Mr. Panchatattva, Mr. Advaita, you know, we have seen them, but they have not really been successful to put their roots into the earth of spirituality, and therefore the visit was a kind visit and a nice visit, but a short visit. So today I would like to tell you how in my own life I became aware of my conditioned nature and of the prison in which I was. Actually, during the last year, when I was still in the Kami world, I was trying to get a grant of 30,000 German marks to film a movie in which I wanted to express my realizations at that time. It was a movie about one young man who was coming again and again into the same situations. He would have great hopes, and these hopes were bitterly disappointed. It showed the young man when he was going for shopping and he thought he would get a nice records, nice books. And it showed him with these books and records after some time putting them down and feeling the same feeling. It showed him going to classical concerts of music with high expectations and having an unpleasant experience because people didn't like the way he was dressed, and he could see life is so external. It showed many scenes like this, school scenes, party scenes, entertainment scenes. It was a typical movement by a frustrated teenager with a lot of Weltschmerz, disappointment in the world. That was more or less what I could see. Later I found out in the Bhagavatam that the conditioned soul in its attempt to enjoy is just chewing the chewed. In other words, he makes the same experiences again and again and again and again in just different colors. The movie ended with a little rat hamster, I don't know what they called it. It was like a little rat running in a wheel. Running but moving nowhere. That was before I came to Krishna consciousness, my understanding. Then when I came to Krishna consciousness, I was in the beginning very, very enthusiastic with the new dress, the new hairstyle, and the new way of expressing your inside by going on the street and singing and dancing. But after maybe 5 years of practice, I developed a crisis because I could see I had changed the external forms of my life, but I was still getting in the same situations. In the temple now, I was simply running in that wheel without making any sober and real progress in life. At that time, I actually thought very deeply if I should continue Krishna consciousness or if I should just become a hedonist, I mean sense gratifier, and just try to satisfy my senses as much as possible until the final hour. So at that time, I went very deep. I was going to the morning program, and then I was going into the forest, and I was praying, and I was really looking for answers. And I did hear a lecture from one devotee who was a very advanced devotee. He's no longer in the Hare Krishna movement, but he's still very, very strong in his spiritual practice. And he said to me something which was unusual for me. He said, "The path of perfection is to follow the footprints of a great soul." And he said, "This is something which is very much embedded in spiritual philosophy. You find a person who is more realized than you, and you follow his footsteps." Now, when I first heard this, I reacted from my Western understanding. I said, well, I want to be an individual. I want to express what is deeply inside of me. I don't want to follow someone else. I don't want to imitate. I just, you know, free expression. Haribo. So this idea really didn't stick with me, but I always kept it in my mind. And then a little later, or I was still in the movement, I went to, I was going for my first time to India. And I was entering the Mother Ganga, and there was a devotee, a pilgrim next to me, who took water from Mother Ganga and started to offer the water in circles like this to Mother Ganga and just give the water to Mother Ganga. He did this three times, and then he drank the water respectfully. And I thought, wow, this is really far out. And then I had another idea. I thought, I mean, he's worshipping Mother Ganga by giving some water from the river to Ganga. And then I remembered that Prabhupada had spoken about this. He had said, we have nothing to offer to Krishna on our own. We can only give what Krishna has already given to us. Then I thought, well, he's doing this to Mother Ganga also. He feels he has nothing of value to offer Mother Ganga except for her water. So I also did it. I followed him. I imitated him, if you so want. I meditated deeply to Mother Ganga and said, I have also this problem in my heart. I'm not convinced that I can become a devotee of Krishna in this lifetime. And I just did it. And I don't know, Prabhu Samadhis, what happened to me. I became just so happy in doing it. At first I thought, well, I always like new things. It's the happiness of having discovered some new far out thing. But it was more than that. I felt very much touched. I started to cry in a way for which I had never done before, for Krishna and for I felt really purified. It was a profound spiritual experience for me. And at the end, when I went into the kirtan, I felt the deities were no longer figures, but they were dancing and they were smiling and they were signaling to me, finally you have understood. And I was not sure if I had understood something, but I could not deny the experience. And I started to experiment with this, to follow in the footsteps of someone who is on a higher level than me, who has a higher realization. And I made very, very good experiences. See, what in the material world is called, for instance, in talking, in preaching. Now, I started to listen to lectures of Srila Prabhupada and note them down as fast as I could. I was not yet very fast in taking notes. And then I would be invited to give a Bhagavatam class. I would take the notes from Prabhupada's class and I would talk the points which Prabhupada had talked. And I couldn't believe my eyes. The devotees were alert. No one was falling asleep. And they came to me and said, this lecture, you know, that really moved me. And some devotees came to me after years. You know, you gave this lecture and you made this point. It really moved me. I thought, wow, this is a powerful principle. And I said to the devotees, I'm sorry. No problem. I'm sorry. It was not my point. It was from Prabhupada. And then later, one devotee, Ravinder Swarup, you know him, he's a dear friend of mine and we talk very often. He said, what in the material world is called plagiarism. Oh my God, this English word. Sangeeta, what is the word? Plagiarism. Are you sure? Plagiarism. Ah, it's a tongue killer. It is called in the spiritual, in Krishna consciousness, parapara. Let me explain to you what is plagiarism. That sounds more English. Let me explain to you what is plagiarism. It's like when I read a book from an author and then I like the points very much and I just copy them, write my own book and then publish the book and say, my book. I have stolen something from him. It's not mine. But I pretend that it is mine. It is a crime in the material world. You can be fined by it. You can pay much fines. But you know what is the worst thing in the material world is good in Krishna consciousness. we follow parampara. Parampara means the line of exalted teachers, one after the other, who comes one after the other. And while we do this, we are surcharged with an energy which is in that parampara. It's called the Bhakti Shakti. It is composed of Samvit and of Kladini Shaktis. Our words, in other words, who may have been dead before, are becoming life just by being in touch with the current, the electrical current of the parampara. So I could tell you many experiences which I had, but I don't want to belabor the point. I think you have understood it. In modern language, you say, if you want to understand me, walk one day in my moccasins. What this means is, you do the same activities which I do, and then you will understand my life. It's coming from the Sioux Red Indians who say, if you want to understand me, walk one day in my moccasins. It's a very, very commonly understood point, but it is so grossly neglected in our lives. What this point simply means is, if you follow the example of someone else who is spiritually more advanced than you, you will follow a trace. Trace means eine Spur, which brings you out of the prison of your conditioned nature. That trace, or these footsteps of the acharyas, are walking right out of the hamsterrad, the wheel in which the conditioned soul runs and runs and runs and runs. When Prabhupada left the world, he told us a very simple message. He said, do as I have done and speak like I have spoken. That's what he said. And while doing this, an experience comes to us. My dear devotees, you may not be convinced at this stage. Well, but what if I don't feel like doing this? Or I don't feel like saying this? Are you saying that even if I'm, you know, in my ordinary ordinary consciousness, or if I'm in my conditioned consciousness and I want to do something else, I want to listen to rock and roll and I want to go to read a kami book and I want to create a child with my wife and all that if I just do something else which is not really in my program, that I can make some experience. Do you want to say this? And my dear devotees, it's not that I want to say it, but it's a very, very important point of logic in Jiva Goswami's Bhakti Sandhava. Jiva Goswami says that the activities of bhakti have a certain inherent potency, that when you do them, this potency is released and elevates you. And he gives an example which is very, I think you have heard it many times, so I will only give it briefly. It's about a rat who lives in a temple, and the rat sees a light like this, which is placed there for the deity, but the light is slowly going out. So he thinks, because it's an old rat, the eyes are not working so well, he needs glasses, huh? He thinks it's a piece of cheese. And he goes to this wick. Wick means docht. And tries to eat it. And while trying to eat it, it gets entangled in the tooth. And it gets new power. And the flame comes. And the rat becomes afraid. My God, I have fire on my mouth. And he starts to try to extinguish the fire by waving his head in the direction of the deities. So, what is this called, this movement? It's an Aartik ceremony. So, Lord Krishna accepts this imitation, this unconsciously performed activity by the rat, who even had something else in mind, wanted to save his life, as an Aartik. And as the rat gets a heart failure, you know, a heart arrest from fear, and dies, Krishna gives that rat its spiritual body, and it goes back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Do you understand the idea here? The rat has followed the footsteps of a pujari. In other words, it has done the activities of a pujari. But it was so ignorant, it didn't know that this was an aratik. And still, by the potency of the inherent bhakti shakti, the red was delivered. Now we as devotees shouldn't act like an animal. Today when we chanted, or when we came to Zagreb, there was a lady in jeans kneeling down and drinking at a pond, and it said, "We are animals, Wrangler." Wrangler is a trousers brand. But I said, no, you got it all wrong. We have more abilities. We have more chances. We can actually offer our mind and our words consciously and follow the footsteps and get a much higher result than liberation and so on. We as devotees can follow the footsteps of a great soul and experience how by stepping into his moccasins or stepping into his footprints which are there before us, our whole life and our whole experience stops. You only have to give up Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra is a singer, and he expressed the mindset of an ordinary conditioned soul. He in his old age, he published a song, "I have done so many things, so many failures, so many this and that, but I have one pride in me. I did it my way." I did it my way. I did it my way. It's a beautiful song with a very, you know, revealing message which shows a little bit the conditioned mentality. As long as you want to do things your way, you will remain in the circle of what is karmically possible for you. As if you begin to understand that you can follow the footsteps of a great soul and ask for blessings, the power of blessings, so that you have some strength to walk in his footsteps, you can actually get out of your wheel, your conditioned wheel. So today I would like to just read to you from the book which I read maybe 5 times a day. It's my Jagannath book. Those who are my secretaries know it's my Datumsbuch. That's how I refer to it. And it has just every day of the year and what I want to do in this on that day for in the service of Krishna. I write things down, like giving programs here and there, driving to Berlin, and then I want to read a certain book. Then I want to read books. I journal. I write down what I want to do because I don't want this unconscious life of just following my conditioned nature. I really want to follow the footsteps. So I have in this book, maybe you are interested, some mantras. Kling Nityanandaya Namaha. Kling Nityanandaya Vidmahe Sankashanaya Dimahi Tano Bala Prachodayat. I'm praying for Bala, for strength to Lord Nityananda, whose heart and soul is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then I have a mission statement, something which inspires me. When I'm in the bed, I feel this mission statement puts me out of bed. I have written it in German because German is my mother tongue, but I will translate it for you in English, so bear with me if it doesn't flow so well. I will cross the insurmountable ocean of darkness and ignorance by looking for shelter at the lotus feet of Mukunda. I will become fixed up in Mukunda's devotional service. This path to take shelter at the Lord's lotus feet and try to be fixed up in his devotional service has been walked upon by the previous acharyas, the great souls, who were situated in devotion to the Lord Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I'm putting this in my mind. I want to cross the ocean of darkness and ignorance, and I will just do service to Lord Krishna, who is known as the one who gives liberation, Mukunda, and I will walk in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. This is something which governs my life. Sometimes I think you don't like me because I'm so I don't like material life so very much, and I'm not so enthusiastic for many things. It is because of this I have made a decision in my life, and I'm sincerely trying to follow this decision. This is my star in the dark night of my material life. It just guides me, and I feel very, very happy with this. Then I have asked myself the question, well, how will I cross the ocean of darkness? What will I specifically do? And I have isolated three principles for my life, which I do. First, I want to develop a taste for chanting the holy name. It's a great desire, and for this end, I go to India, and I chant extra rounds, I give japa retreats, because when you want to learn something, the best way is teach it. It's very selfish, my japa retreats, I must admit. This I know. If I just have taste for chanting the holy name, then I've made a contact with Krishna. Then I'm a devotee. This is my first principle. The second principle is Vaishnav Seva. I want to serve the devotees. You know, when devotees say, are you coming on Harinam? I think, of course, because I can serve devotees by chanting and dancing, because when they see an old man dancing, they think, I'm 30 years younger, I also can dance a little, and then they will make a Krishna conscious experience. And a last principle is something I believe which I have also learned from my mother, whom you will meet on Sunday, Jivadaya. I want to be kind to others. I know I'm by nature a little selfish, like all of us, not different, but I try to go out of my ways to do something to help others. In Vrindavan, I give beggars cloth and money and apples, and here I try to be helpful in a normal way. And these are, when I do this, I feel very good inside. I feel my life is something worth. I'm not just eating and sleeping at the cost of others. I'm serving others. So this is Nama Ruchi, taste in the holy name, Vaishnava Seva, I want to do service to Vaishnavas, and Jivadaya. Today I talked to a devotee who felt out of place in the festival. The devotee has moved from his comfortable apartment into this temple, and in the night was woken up by the snoring of his neighbor. That had never happened in his comfortable apartment. And in the morning he was on the mental platform. Typical Hare Krishna devotee. And I said, if you want to leave your unpleasant feeling, then today do something where you don't think of your benefit. Do something in the service of others. Distribute prasadam. Or, you know, do something to help the organization of the festival. And come back to me later and tell me how you feel. The devotee came back to me with a deep grin and said, "It worked, Maharaj. It worked. It was very, very, very helpful. I left my selfish mood and I really tried to serve devotees with prasadam. I tried to see what they liked and how much they like. And I gave them exactly how much they liked. Some more, some less. Some wanted to not develop such a belly, so I gave them less. Some were very hungry, I gave them more. And I felt very uplifted. Now I'm at the festival. I'm happy. I don't mind if someone snores this night again." I want to give this devotee this evening my earplugs, because that is also helpful. So, my dear devotees, my point here is very simple. Do something which you don't do normally. Break out of your mental prison. You know, just don't agree to being ruled by your weaknesses. If you don't learn this in this life, you will not move much further than your karma allows you to move in this life. You will not make as much, you won't have as much benefit from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's merciful gift as you could if you follow it. And I want to give you a tip. Do these things especially when you don't want to do them. Then you will see a very quick change. You will see it. But you have to be a little strong. Don't be so weak-minded. You have to pass through a little nobody's land. When we came to Croatia, you know, from Graz, you go first. You can now drive into Slovenia. And then they check you out in Slovenia. And then you drive through about 400 meters of nobody's land, and then comes the Croatian border. In this nobody's land, I heard there are some wolves. It's really a nobody's land. Technically, you are. This is really nobody's land. That means you are not in Slovenia. You are not in Croatia. You are somewhere else. So, when you try to act according to spiritual principles, at the beginning, you will not be exactly in the same place where you are. You do something out of your comfort zone. But because you're just awakening from the material dream, you are also not yet in Croatia. I mean, in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. You are in between. You are technically out of your comfort zone, that's all. But there, keep on going. And then you will go into the paradisical land of Krishna consciousness, 100%. I have some other principles. One principle is very much for me as a sannyasi. It says, unless the sannyasi is freed from all cares and anxieties like a white cloud, it is difficult for him to do anything good for society. You know, if I myself have so much cares and doubts and anxieties and fears, I am like a black cloud full with rainwater. I should be free from cares and anxiety like a white cloud, to be able to do something and induce others in Krishna consciousness and elevate them and do something to give them some impetus in their life. I have another principle which I'm asking myself every day. Sachinandan Swami, I'm asking myself, Ahishtam yattat puna janma jayaya. Is everything going well in your endeavor to conquer the repetition of birth and death? Is everything going well? I check myself. And I have decided in my life that I have to act according to certain principles. That's clear. Certain roles. As a human being, I have different roles to play. I'm a disciple, I'm a devotee, and I'm also a friend to a few people. A real, you know, like on the same level, and so on and so forth. I'm also a guru, and I'm also a member of ISKCON. Why do you laugh? So I have written down some things in all of these roles. As a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, I want to deeply understand what Srila Prabhupada means. What is his perspective, and I want to follow that. I want to follow in his footsteps as much as I can. I also want to do this out of love for him, because I know only if I love my spiritual master, then I will give everything. You know, when you love, you don't calculate this much I give, this much I keep. When you love, you give everything. So I'm very much thinking of Prabhupada in a way that I can love him. For instance, every human being loves something he is interested in. I'm very interested in Prabhupada as he prays to be empowered in the mission of his spiritual master, and I like to pray his prayers. I like when this thing when Prabhupada sits in a room all by himself and plays harmonium and sings only for Krishna. No one is there. He's not, in other words, only a missionary man. He is a personal devotee of Krishna. I like when he says, everyone does know, we are the only ones who know. I like this boldness and this confidence. And this absolutely being convinced of Krishna consciousness. But I also like when Prabhupada says the Bhagavatam is in the teachings of Joan d'Arc. Joan d'Arc was a Christian lady who became a saint and who believed very strongly in following Jesus. I don't know so much about Joan d'Arc, really. But she believed very much in her mission, which she saw in a revelation from Jesus. And Prabhupada said, Bhagavatam is there with Joan d'Arc. I like this universality of Srila Prabhupada, where he detects Krishna consciousness everywhere, even in other forms of faith and religion. So, in my following Srila Prabhupada, I want to follow this aspect of Prabhupada, whom I can understand and love. I want to connect myself in this way. As a devotee, I'm a devotee also. I have my principles. I will only tell you my first principles. I want to learn to chant without offenses. And I want to develop humility. There are other things which I also... You might like to know, because some of you are my disciples, or most of you are my disciples, what I want to do as a guru. And I feel this... I've never talked about this so strong. So directly, I have kept it very a little bit for myself, and therefore some of you have become irritated. We never really know what Satchinanda Swami thinks. So he smiles very much, but we know he thinks a lot. All I want really is that you become happy in Krishna consciousness. That's really all I want. And to do this, I'm trying to do everything which I know could work. I'm telling you about Krishna's pastimes. I'm challenging your understanding. I'm trying to wake you up and shake you up, because this is what Prabhupada did for me. I think it's a loving service. But at the end, after doing all these things, I want that you are happy in Krishna consciousness. I must admit, this is all what I have in mind. I want you to chant happily, to love Krishna, to think of Krishna, to become lovers of God. That's all. That's really all. I don't care where you are, what you do, what you don't do, and so on. This is really all I want. I want to also work, I'm working on something. I want to be a loving guide, because I have many weaknesses, and one weakness is I become very irritated when someone doesn't get the point. I become, why doesn't he understand? He doesn't want to understand. He doesn't care to understand. These Hare Krishnas, they're good for nothing. You know, I'm saying like this. You might have heard this. They are so shallow. But are they not? Don't we have a few mystics amongst the Hare Krishna people? Where are the people who go deep here? I'm saying like this. And then I go in my room and say, please, Krishna, forgive me. I'm just doing it to make them think a little. But then I say, maybe I should just stop to do it. But because I have this nature, I'm becoming so impatient, it's very difficult for me to stop this. Even my classmates told me, oh, you were so heavy with us. I said, really? I thought I'm peaceful. Yes, that makes you so dangerous. You are peaceful and kind, and then, oh, you are... Hare Krishna. So, I want to tell you, I want to be a loving guide and forgiving and so on. But sometimes this is a bad quality. I admit it. Please help me by learning things very quickly, please. No. Shall I say, I'm joking. Here I have a weakness. But please know, when I'm getting a little intense, after a few minutes, I'm back to normal. Don't. It's not my normal state to be so hot-headed. It's sometimes difficult, you know. Then I become so. I want devotees to understand something, and they don't understand it, and then I'm getting the laser starts, and then afterwards they never look at me into my face again, and they go like, oh, and I break the relationship with you now. And I say, but I just want to be your loving guide, but sometimes. Out of love you do. Anyways, it's a weakness. I don't want to defend myself. So this is something which I have written on the first place in my life. As a guru, I want to be a loving guide. It means I'm working on it. It's not easy for me because of the nature. Then I have written down something else. I want to be for you a source. Source means like a from where a river flows, it flows from a source, a quelle of inspiration. That means I've noticed many, there are some of you who have become very, very advanced in the few, in the last years. Really very, very advanced. Some of you, I won't tell you the names because then you might become proud. are even more advanced than me in some areas. I mean, even it's not easy to. I mean, it's easy to be more advanced than me, but I'm just saying. And still, I'm thinking, well, they are making such nice advancement. Finally, some people make some advancement. Then I think I should also make now a little advancement, because they turn to me with questions about Krishna, about how Krishna deals with his devotees, how Krishna is. And then I'm thinking, I really should now not only talk just talk something mechanically. I have to have some realization. So in this way, some of you have turned out to be my great teachers on the path of Krishna consciousness, at least in very important aspects of spiritual life. So I wish to still inspire you, so I have to work hard. Right, and as an ISKCON member, I so much appreciate something, and I so much don't appreciate something. I will first tell you what I appreciate. It's that international movement where you can always meet devotees who try to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and do something for the benefit of mankind. I think this is wonderful. This international thing, like, you know, when I'm on airplanes and people come to me and say, I was in your temple in Canada and I liked it. And I got this food. Do you know the recipe of this? I said, but what is it? Can you describe it? Well, it was very crunchy. More information. And then I say, I'm sorry, I'm not myself a cook, but you can go anywhere and get a Hare Krishna cookbook. What? Yes, we are everywhere. Wow! You know, I like this very much. Or, you know, like the other day, I was flying from Mumbai to Delhi, and I saw in the Mumbai airport someone with a Bhagavad Gita under her arm. And she was always reading in the Bhagavad Gita. And then in Delhi, I saw the same person in the bus, and we were in the bus waiting that we go to the airport, from the airplane to the airport, and she was there reading the Bhagavad Gita. I thought, let me try something. I went, tick, 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 Hare Krishna. I translated this book from English into German. Really? It's also in Germany, the Bhagavad Gita? It was a person, I believe, from Latin American country. I said, yes, yes, and also in Russia. Russia is so cold. Yes, there's also the Gita. And then I asked, I'm sorry, I have a personal question. Can I ask it? Okay. First of all, I have two personal questions. Okay, start with one, then we see. It was a well-dressed person, a person of influence, and you know, a person who could do something. And then I said, what is your relationship to the book? And this lady, was an elderly lady, smiled at me and said, that's the only book I read. Really? Yeah, it's so good. You know, I read it and I get an inspiration. You mean you read only Prabhupada's Gita, not something else? Yes, she said, and the Financial Times. or something with finance. And I asked, well, this brings me to my second question. What do you do for a living? She said, I'm one of the persons you wouldn't like to talk with. I'm in the financial division of the government. And, you know, now I'm coming here to Delhi to attend this international congress because there was this financial crisis. I'm sure you don't know about it, but everything crashed down, and we have to see how we can save the economics, and we have to say something to the Americans who print dollars like crazy without covering it with the real values. May I know your position? It's all right. It's very dangerous for me to tell you my position. Let it be enough. I'm reading only the Bhagavad Gita. I'm picked up in a few minutes here at the airport. Can I please read this verse from the 11th chapter? She went back. And when she was picked up, you know, you can see by the car someone's position. It was a super duper Vimana which picked her up, and it was an influential person. And I thought, wonderful, we are in an international movement, wonderful, Prabhupada reaches people. I like this. I'm proud of this. I sometimes have said that sometimes institutions move. Hare Krishna, this is now for all the GBC members who listen to this tape. Move in a searching for the best way, and I'm making mistakes and moving ahead. So this institution apart, like all of us older devotees, as we are, sometimes don't agree 100% with every decision, but this doesn't harm me from liking the idea of an international movement. And to contribute to it as much as I can in service and so on. I will tell you my last motto. Is it all right? My own weaknesses shall never conquer me. I'm convinced in my life that for everything there must be a Krishna conscious solution, and I want to find it. I don't want to be ruled by my weaknesses and stay on the level of low spiritual energy. There are many, many other things in this book. Please don't steal it. Many other things. The reason why I tell this evening in the disciple meeting is because I feel you should start to make your own book. If you are a person who doesn't like to write down anything, no matter, write it in, it's no problem. Think about what you can do, accept as your principles. And I want to guarantee you, if you leave this festival with two more or one more principle in your life, and you really try to apply this principle, you will see miracles happening in your life. You won't recognize what your life was before and what is this afterwards. It works very, very fast. It works immediate. You just have to learn a little the distinction between two words, anukaran and anusharan. Anukaran means you imitate someone else. That means externally you copy his activities. And anusharan means something else. You understand the spirit between someone's activity, and then you follow this activity. I want to give you an example which I just thought of. When we met Prabhupada, we Prabhupada disciples, we I've spoken about this many times, but we thought, well, let us follow Prabhupada, and we followed his, we imitated Prabhupada. For instance, the way Prabhupada drank water was like this. But because we were a Prabhupada, the water was going all over the face. Hare Krishna. It's not important for spiritual life to drink water like Prabhupada. We have to understand why did Prabhupada drink like this? Because when there was a spirit behind it. You should share your water with other people, and if you touch it, then the bacteria of your mouth is given to the other person who develops the same bacteria as you have. So Prabhupada's point is cleanliness here. It's not the external form of the activity. There was once in Australia a devotee who tried to... Oh, it's such a bad example, I don't want to even tell it. It's so disgusting. My dear devotees, you have to... Anusharan means you have to understand the spirit. You have to... And then follow this as much as you can follow. Not just... imitate the external activity without seeing the intention. For instance, chant your 16 rounds. You could chant 16 rounds. Like this. Oh, how many are left? 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, what a counting game you have just done. The whole morning you have counted like a little child, you know, with God. 1, 2, 3, and so on. Why do we chant 16 rounds minimum? We do this to show Krishna that we want to be consistent in our relationship to Him. Consistent is a difficult word. What is that in Croatian? Postojan. No? You know, consistent means we want to be there. How do you like a person who one day goes like, Hari Bo, I so much love you, you're my best friend. And then the next day, he has two knives, go, 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 fast, run. You know, you say, it's too intense, this relationship. I want a consistent relationship. Monday you are the best, the next day you are the worst. This is not how you need your peace. You need to know my friend is there for me in 1 hour, and in 2 hours, and the next day also, and so on. So Krishna also wants a consistent relationship. He wants you to be there in the relationship. If you one day chant, and the next day say, I have really something more important to do than to associate with you. This is why you do 16 rounds, not to show how expert you are in counting the beats, you know, and counting 16 that you know already. Even a 4-year-old boy or girl knows that. So Anusharan means to really take shelter in that why things are done, in the why dimension. And Anukaran means to just imitate, without a reason, and usually only imitate the external activities, without the heart. I always see this when people come from India. You know, the sadhus, when they greet you, some sadhus touch their hand to the heart and said, you can have my heart, you are the best. But many Westerners have imitated this greeting, and they do like this, and their eyes say, I really don't like you, but I'm also Indian influenced like you. Anukaran, not Anusharan. So, yes, Krishna. These are some of the points I wanted to share with you. Not sure if I have. Yeah, right. There's another secret I want to say. When you have a principle, a new principle which you want to follow, you have to follow it at least for a month. And after a month, it becomes a new habit. There's something when you do things for a month, it sticks with you. That's why we have the month of Kartik, do you know, where we chant extra rounds. And when you do this, then even after Kartik you think, let me chant some more rounds. Or when you read extra in the month of Kartik, afterwards you think, wow, it's normal for me, let me read more. You have to go through the, you know, why 30 days, I can't tell you. Why a month, I can't tell you. I think it's the smallest measure which you can take in order to make a new principle a habit in your life. I think it's like this. And it's in all traditions. You do things for a month and then you flow. The reason why you is... because you have to go through nobody's land, you know. You have taken something which you have not done before. You do it now. You do it now consistently, and then you come into the land of taste, the land of Krishna consciousness, and then you fly. Hare Krishna. That is something good. I have come to the end now of what I wanted to present. Do you remember what I requested you? I will ask you next year if you did it. Or I will ask you the time I see you. So it might be good if we just say, what did I request you just now on the disciple meeting? Krishna Laya. Yes. Just to find something new and then follow it. And my suggestion is take the festival in a scientific way. See something which inspires you. It should be something which inspires you, which you like to do. Not something where you feel, oh, wow, I have to do this, you know. No, no. It should be something inspiring. Why don't you look at the festival? What do you think, Ananda Chaitanya? Is it a good idea or is it impractical? I feel it's necessary. Because we have not yet reached where we want to go. I will look now at those of you who are very lazy by nature to do something new, who are afraid. I will look at you who never follow spiritual advices. It's good for you. It's so good for you if you would do that. Start with something which is easy for you if you are lazy by nature in your spiritual life. Something which you really like. Like, for instance, you are chanting. Then, as you chant, say, I want to hear one mantra. Not too much. That's where every one of us can start. Or you could say, one mantra is all the problem. I mean, I'm not such a beginner. then chant one round. Listen to one round. Chant all your rounds. You have to show Krishna that you are trying to be serious. You know, when I first heard this, to take a vrata in Kartik, then to do something new in Kartik, I thought, oh no, I'm already so busy. No, please. Then I asked, what are you doing? I'm not eating any sweets. Oh, terrible. And what are you doing? I'm chanting 120 rounds. Oh. You mean a day or for the whole month of God? A day. Then I asked someone else, a Grihastha, I asked, what are you doing? Not much, but I will not quarrel with my wife for 1 month. Let her tell me whatever she wishes to tell me, but I won't argue. So then I had heard a lot of things. Then I decided, okay, for 1 month, I'm chanting anyway 16 rounds, so but I will try to make these good 16 rounds. I did this. Because I said, anyways, I don't lose anything. 2 hours, you know, I'm anyways spending with this. So let me improve the experience a little. And I can't tell you, I just did this, and I felt, wow! This is totally a different life. I have a new life now. Then the next year, I decided I will also keep the same simple thing because I'm a very simple thing as a person. But I will read one story in the Krishna book in 2 days. 1 day was too much for me, but in 2 days, and I did it. And then I desired, then this interest came. I want to know more of Krishna. I'm really interested in this. I'm always getting new books. And it all came from this. Do something which is easy, which you can do. Do you need this? Something. And you will see miracles. How does this sound, Dionysus? Practical or impractical? Practical. I will ask you in 1 week I come to Sarajevo and I will ask you what you did. No, really, this is serious. Hare Krishna. So now I have spoken. I wanted to read something to you. This is so beautiful. So excited. Yeah, here it is. By the inclination to serve the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, suffering humanity can immediately cleanse the dirt which has accumulated in their minds during innumerable births. So if you have an inclination, that means a propensity to serve, just a propensity, something small which we try to awake here, then all the coverings in the mind can be washed away. Like the Ganges water which emanates from the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord, such a process immediately cleanses the mind, and thus spiritual or Krishna consciousness gradually increases. So when you follow these principles, it's like the Ganga water which comes from the lotus feet of the Lord, and this process will cleanse the mind and your Krishna consciousness increases. This is how powerful this process is. If you want to read the beautiful purport of this verse, it's in the 4th canto, chapter 21, text 31. The Prabhupada says, the river Ganges flows by Calcutta. Sometimes within the water there are many stools and other dirty things which are washed away from neighboring mills and factories. But still, although there is so much dirt, thousands of people take baths in the Ganga water and they are very healthy as well as spiritually inclined. That is the effect of Ganges water. The Ganges is glorified because it emanates from the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord. Similarly, if one takes to the service of the lotus feet of the Lord or takes to Krishna consciousness, he is immediately cleansed of the many dirty things which have accumulated in his innumerable births. And then Prabhupada says, we have seen that in spite of the very black record of their past lives, persons who take to Krishna consciousness become perfectly cleansed of all dirty things and make spiritual progress very swiftly. Follow the footsteps. Adopt spiritual principles. Start somewhere where you have not yet been and see how the stream of Krishna conscious inspiration will wash away things in the heart which are obstacles and will give you Krishna's lotus feet. Please do this. It's our chance. It is so wonderful. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go. Krishna Krishna. Have I reached you? Please do me a favor to think about it, Dinadayal. This is something very, very wonderful. I gave a similar lecture in Dresden, and two devotees immediately wrote down some principles and worked on their lives. Krishna. I want to now go to a technical, to another part of the disciple meeting. I would like to tell you a few news in the life, things which I have decided and things I have moved in my life, and I wanted to see if we can maybe for a very brief time open the windows so that we get oxygen as long as it is for free. But only for a brief time so that we can get some